The views on this program are solely those of the host and his or her guests and do not reflect those of KZSM Radio, SMTX-CRA, or its governing body.
Good morning, everybody. You made it to Soul Sanctuary. It is 8 a.m. It's Saturday morning. We are here and bright and happy and so grateful to have each other this morning, right? Okay, so this morning I finally did what I've been planning to do since January, and that is I got the notes to my show out to you guys. So if you're on Soul Sanctuary KZSM on Facebook, then you got to look at the notes so that all the like text heavy stuff that I go over, there's notes on it. So you don't really have to try to, you know, scramble and get notes and that kind of thing. I try not to give you too much that would require that kind of thing, but I know that some people like to take notes. And now you have my own personal ones. They're not necessarily sequential. They don't necessarily make direct sense, but it has to do with the show. And it'll give you a nice place to jump off of, so you have some idea of what we're going to be talking about. I'm coming in really, really hot, so I'm going to try to adjust my mic. I don't know if that's going to work. Anywho, before we go any further, the first thing I would like to do is to say happy birthday to all of our second decan Leos. So that's going to be Leos that were born between August 2nd and August 12th. So happy birthday. There's some notes about what it means to be a second decan or deacon Leo. And while it's Leo season, one of the things I did was I went to have my astrological chart read to see where Leo is in my chart, because I'm pretty sure it's there. What I've read about a Leo, I have all of that energy. But one person told me I have Leo in my fifth house. Leo in my fifth house, and everybody else, like three or four people, said I don't have any Leo, which is disappointing. I feel kind of sad I don't have any Leo in there. And so I asked what would look like Leo, and apparently it's that my Gemini is rising, and that looks like a Leo. So there you go. I don't have Leo. I look to like. Anyway, it's Leo season, so happy birthday to all of my strong, beautiful Leos who turn it everywhere they go. Leos have natural leadership. Leos are naturally inclined to accentuate every positive aspect of themselves. We can learn a lot from Leos just by playing up the good, playing down the bad. So yay. All right. There's a couple of segments that we're going to have today. The first thing I'm going to get into, I was just talking to one of the people who are watching on Facebook Live. They're watching on Facebook Live. That recording's happening right now, too. And we were talking about the intolerance of spiritual people who don't necessarily follow the straight Judeo-Christian kind of layout of our country, the base kind of layout of the religions here. And although we all know that the reason why people came over here and started this country in the first place was religious freedom, so it's kind of weird that this many years later, it's still kind of a weird thing. Like, you're ostracized if you're like Jehovah's Witness because they're so committed that they, you know, don't talk to anybody who isn't Jehovah's Witness. Or if you are Muslim for a whole other set of reasons. Or like me, if you are more spiritual, then you kind of subscribe to one individual organized religion. It's interesting that people have a really hard time wrapping their head around it. And so I think that maybe for a later show, I'll get together some sound bites that you guys can use when you have these kind of microaggressions against your kind of more open, kind of more worldview with the religion or the spirituality that you practice. So I have a couple of incidents I'm going to point out that happened to me, and maybe you can relate, and then that can help you with getting through and around these situations. So back in 1997, I used to work at a call center, and at that call center, everybody had stuff at their desk. And one girl put something Wiccan up. It said, "Blessed be." And that really upset everybody who sat around her. They couldn't deal with it saying, "Blessed be." I don't know. That was just offensive to them. It didn't say anything else. That's all. It just said like some beautiful poem, "Blessed be." And so those people raised a stink. And the call center made that girl move her thing, move her little wall hanging. And I went and complained to HR, because there was all kinds of Bible verses all over the place. And if they can be up, then this girl's Wiccan stuff can be up. It's either everything or nothing. First of all, let's just put it on out there. It's supposed to be nothing. There's supposed to be a separation of church and state. But since we constantly overlook that, we have to overlook it equally. Those people who believe differently are allowed to do that, and they're allowed to celebrate it and take days off to do it and make up a religion. All of that is allowed. And so you have to kind of check yourself. If you are okay with people putting up a Bible verse, you have to be okay with them putting up a verse from the Surah. You have to be okay with them putting up a verse from the Torah. You have to be okay with them putting up a verse that they made up themselves and they call it religion, because that is equal. And so one of the things, it's difficult to, it's kind of difficult to defend because it's so silly. It's like, why do I not get to believe what I think, but you get to believe what you, it's just a silly thing. It's like racism. It's like silly. I don't know how to defend it. So, the other thing, one other thing that happened, or two other things that happened to me. So that was at work, that happened with the Wiccan thing. Then a couple of weeks ago at the farmer's market, I had someone walk past my sign and was upset because I read tarot and thought they were going to accost me about it. But little did they know, my 6'5" friend was there and didn't allow any of that. But again, this person felt like it was their place, that they were going to teach me something. They're going to save me, help me, whatever. They needed to get out of my face. And that's exactly what I told them to do. And so here, this is how many years later? 20? When was 1997? Whatever that was. That many years later was the first time I had to kind of defend it. And then it was this spring I had to do it again. And then Thursday, I had a person who was reading a story to my son. And it was about, the early days of the country. And so he started explaining how he thought that everybody's related and everybody's in the same family. And she said, yeah, like Adam and Eve. And he was like, well, I don't know, just like we all came from one person. And she was like, yeah, we did. We know the names. The name's Adam and Eve. And so I looked at her with that look and I said, you should just move along. And then she looks at me and she goes, well, I can't think of any other reason besides Adam and Eve. And so I looked at her again and I spoke more slowly and clearly and said, you should just move along. And so here we are. It's just like a couple of days ago, again, someone's trying to force their dogma down our throats. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. That's all I have to say about that. We should all coexist. I wrote about that on Facebook, so you can go check that out. I don't know if there's any more detail about the story. I think that's basically what I said. But that happened. So, yeah, let's kind of open discussion about what do you do when you are faced with someone who insists on helping you or getting you saved or signed up for whatever their dogma is. What do you do? What's your response? How do you handle it? Do you have canned responses or do you handle it per situation? Since it's only happened to me about maybe 8 times in my life, I'm always surprised. I'm always like, why do you care? I don't care what you think, like what your religion is. Why do you care about mine? And so, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. So, another segment that starts today is the book club. So our first book is The Art of War, and we're going to get into just a couple of memes that are made about it, like some of the more famous quotes from The Art of War. We're going to talk about on the other side of the break. Before that, we're going to have a cute little kind of affirmation for today. Today's affirmation is going to be tell it like it is. Then there'll be the commercial break and I'll be right back with you. So you're listening to Soul Sanctuary.
Say, Hey y'all, this is Tina, your host of the 5 O'Clock Friday Show. Join me every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. I'll bring you some fantastic music in rock, country, hip-hop, blues, and more. Don't forget to catch my updates in traffic and community events that are going on around town. The 5 O'Clock Friday Show, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. on KZSM.org.
Hey, rise and shine, buttercups, and let's talk baseball. Tune in early every Saturday morning to the 643 with Richard and Jeremiah from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we talk everything about America's favorite pastime. From the Texas Rangers to your recently crowned world champion Houston Astros to the Round Rock Express and our Texas State Bobcats and Texas Longhorns. Only on your true community radio station, KZSM.org.
Join Wendy and Robin every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Connected Heart here on KZSM, your San Marcos community radio, to learn how to return to heart knowing, your natural state of well-being, worthiness, freedom, and love.
Slow bullet,
Back to Soul Sanctuary. This is Atika. I forgot to change my name. How's everybody doing? I hope that your Saturday finds you as bouncy and happy as it possibly can. Let's see. Today, the tarot of the day is the Hierophant. So that card is a very Taurus-like card. It's all about getting education or a mentor or a role model. So it's about trying to find your actualization through someone who's already doing something very similar to what you want to do. And the cool thing about that is it doesn't even have to be in the same industry as what you want to do. It could be just anybody. I like to I like to kind of be aware of and pay attention to whoever's doing the best in, you know, various industries. That's why I created this segment called Tens, Tens, Tens. And I named it Tens, Tens, Tens Across the Board after something that RuPaul says during the Drag Race. And that show I've been watching since the very first season. I watch every single season. I love it. I've loved it more and more as the years have gone on. It's an amazing show. And I'm really glad I'll just go ahead and segue into honoring RuPaul, because RuPaul is our Tens, Tens, Tens Across the Board honoree today. So there's so many wonderful things that that RuPaul's done so far. I think that it's most important kind of to say why I think that RuPaul deserves to be the honoree today. And the reason is because such a trailblazer. I asked in a couple of different groups, what are the first words that you think of when you hear the name RuPaul? And there was not one negative word. There wasn't one negative. Everything was positive and about power and about courage and about sticking to your guns and about loving yourself till everyone else does too. It's just such a beautiful story of actualization. So whenever I think of people who you can look at and see that they're definitely in their dharma, that's what I look at when I think about with a Hierophant card. So who do you know in your life, or who's famous, who's a celebrity, do you know that you could kind of model what your next few steps need to look like? Do you want to be an actor? Should you model what Matthew McConaughey did? Do you want to be a director? Should you be looking at M. Night Shyamalan? What do you want to do? And what do people who want to do that do? And are you doing those things, right? Usually when we find ourselves discontented most of the day, like you wake up pissed off, you find some reason to be pissed off. I'm not supposed to say that. You wake up angry. you find some reason to be angry midday, lunch, mid-afternoon, and evening. Usually when you're in that kind of mood where you can't actually find joy, it's because you're so far away from doing what your soul came to this planet to do. That, you know, you can't feel, you're either numbing out or you can't feel anything. And so it's important to, as the Hierophant kind of encourages us today, to look at what we're doing all day to move towards that which we desire. What is your dharma? What are you moving towards? What are you creating? Remember, it's about 6 months until New Year's Eve. And what your homework assignment is today is to think of what would make you so proud on New Year's Eve that you would cry. What is that thing? And if you can figure out what that thing is, then figure out how to get there. Get yourself there. How cool would it be if you get to ring the bell on New Year's? Well, New Year's, ringing the bell is something we do in Delaware. I don't know if they have a bell around here to ring. You can create your own damn bell. How cool would it be to make a bell to ring on New Year's, having lost all 70 pounds or having whatever it is, developed your business to where you have 30 clients a month? What is it that you want? Start writing the vision. Every single spirituality that I know of talks about visioning, you know, imagining what it is that you want, doing a vision board, you know, praying is a way to do it. But crystallize in your mind what it looks like for you to have that which you want. And then eliminate anything that gets in your way. That's all you do. There's a song out now called Win. Win, 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 win. I can't sing any more of it on the air. But the point is, figure out what it is that you want and then move towards it. That's what people like RuPaul do. And it's so cool. I was looking up to find stats about RuPaul to kind of discuss with you guys. And I figured out on the page that there's a new show coming out called AJ and the Queen. It's coming on Netflix, and RuPaul's on it. RuPaul has a new show? What? I am so there. They've got me for 6 episodes. I don't care how terrible it is. I think it's going to be amazing. But even if it's bad, they've got me for at least 6 episodes. I love, love, love RuPaul. And as soon as I find the drop of RuPaul going tens, tens, tens across the board, I promise I will put it on this show. One of the things that we kind of did this week with the soldiers on Soul Sanctuary KZSM is I asked for songs that remind you of battle or war, and one of them that came across was Anthem. So I'm going to play that now. We'll go into commercial, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Should play.
Hi, I'm Ellen, and welcome to the Ellen B. Show. Come join me and my guests for deep conversations covering such areas as birth, death, dying, health, religion, and politics. No topics are too controversial. So tune into the Ellen B. Show on KZSM.org Mondays from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time as we explore all aspects of life.
Escucha on Sábado, Saturday at 7 o'clock. Style Wars on KZSM Community Radio.
This is David, the handsomest boy on the radio. Listen every Thursday night to Rock Your Face at its new time, 8 p.m. The hits, the misses, rock and roll, blues, soul, funk, reggae, afrobeat, and more. That's 8 p.m. Thursday night on KZSM.org.
All right, friends, calm down. Just my absolute fantasy to say, all right, Prince, calm down. Anyway, hey, everybody. You're back here at Soul Sanctuary. You're here with Atika. We are about to go into our book club part. So this month, the book we're reading is The Art of War. And there's so much good stuff in there. I did want to kind of talk to you about why did I pick The Art of War in the first place. So the reason that we're going with that book first is because the most common problem I run into when I'm doing readings with people and about how to change their life around to be something that they want is a fear of conflict. And so I think it's important to talk about that so that we can just start dealing with it. First of all, it's all conflict. You started with conflict, the conflict of the egg entering or the sperm entering the egg. Did you know that it's not the strongest sperm that goes into the egg? There's a couple of sperm that beat a hole in at first, and then the most opportunistic dude gets in. It's not the strongest one. That's a lie. Anyway, that's just Bio 101. So you started with conflict. That's how you got here, and you'll end with conflict too because you'll probably be gasping for that last breath, I hope, if you lived a life worth sticking around for. Sorry, that's probably dark. Anyway, the point is, The Art of War is about conflict. It's how to deal with conflict. The worst conflict I can think of is war. And so if we can figure out how to and dissect and digest how to deal with war, then we can deal with that bitch at work, right? Okay. So here's what we have. The other thing about conflict being inevitable is that your attempt to avoid it just causes you depression. Because when you attempt to avoid having that conversation that you need to have, it makes you fight with yourself. So the conflict didn't go away, it just went inside. And why would you want that inside you? That's the kind of thing that goes off and causes major disease. That's the kind of thing that causes major wrinkles. And the kind of thing that causes you to be a hater, just drinking Haterade on Hatercation. You know what I mean? Instead of medication, just Hatercation. Every time you see somebody happy, it just makes you mad. Right. That's because you're not dealing with these conflicts that you need to get up and out of you, right? And then we'll learn some techniques to plan better, right? Because it's all about planning. Once you start reading the first part of this book, you'll understand that the five constant factors will lead you into all about planning. If you can plan it right, you can get yourself out of just about anything, all right? So here's some of the more famous memes that were made out of The Art of War. So this is the kind of stuff you've probably seen. So these are like the radio edits of the book. One of them has a picture of Bruce Lee, so I paid attention immediately. And it says the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. And the picture is of Bruce Lee, and we know he knows how to fight. But if the supreme art of war is to not fight, how cool is that? So if you can go into this situation that you're kind of avoiding because you don't want the conflict, what if you can figure out a way to get it done without the conflict? Deal with it head on, you know, deal with whatever the misunderstanding is, but you could do it without the conflict at all. So you can actually learn how to do that. And some of the techniques that you have from Sun Tzu can help with that. There's another one that says, That's too small for me to see. this one says, be so subtle that you are invisible. Be so mysterious that you are intangible. Then you will control your rival's fate. How cool is that? Each of those would take me a lifetime to understand. First of all, I don't know about subtle. I don't think that's my strong point. I might be able to learn that from some of the air signs. They could probably teach me about that. And to be so mysterious, you're intangible. I think I'll probably do that okay, because I'm usually, well, maybe not. I don't know. I don't have any boundaries, so that might not work. And then you will control your rival's fate. Now, I think the more Buddhist part of me wants to not worry about what my rival's fate is. I just want it away from me. So if controlling their fate means getting them away from me, that's cool, because then I can move along to, focusing on myself, right? Another part of the art of war is that it's objective. So that since we're talking about this thing that's not happening right now, as far as I know, I don't watch the news, so it could be. But as far as I know, it's not happening right now. This war idea, it can take it out of it being personal for you, so you don't get all scared to admit, oh yeah, that's what's going on with me, or that's where I'm weak, or that's where I need help. We're talking about this kind of, it's like that sales technique to create a straw man, to, you know, talk about a being or a situation that isn't happening. Use that analogy, use that metaphor to learn, to teach you something. And you know, that's what all the great religions do, so you can do it in real time now to get yourself into and around these conflicts that you need to deal with. So when I say the word conflict and deal with conflict, who pops up in your head? What person do you need to deal with? I'm sure there's a person that materialized immediately because they just represent conflict to you, right? Maybe you should write down their name, write down a couple of things that you should talk to them about. What do you need them to know? Why are they conflict for you? I think about conflict, my mom pops up in my head. There's several things that we don't agree on and that I would like to explain to her, right? Who pops up for you? Is it a parent? Is it your boss? Is it your spouse? Who is it? What's all the conflict about? Also recognize that with whomever you're having conflict, the relationships in your life are just mirrors. They are only mirrors. They are nothing else. You cannot be in relationship with someone else save they are reflecting a relationship that you have with yourself. If you are maintaining a relationship with someone who is abusive to you, you are abusive to you. I know. Don't throw tomatoes. I'm just telling you what it is. You can't maintain a relationship with someone who's abusive to you unless you are abusive to you. One of the things my mom used to say is, nobody can give you hell if they don't have it. And what she's saying is that, you know, you can't bring all this negative energy and shoot it at people unless you are the negative energy, unless you have it, right? And so it's very important that while you're kind of feeling your way through and dealing with conflict and learning about it and deciding to go ahead and write that letter or make that phone call or have that conversation, that you realize that the person with whom you are dealing is just a reflection of the universe showing you where your lack of love is in yourself. And so it's important that you take the time to be very careful with those relationships, right? You are, by the way, beautiful, loved, and blessed. And so I'm going to play a song that says just that to you right now. And then we'll get into a commercial and we'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Soul Sanctuary.
Wake up. Just a piece of clay, I was formless. You gave me a new name with the breath of life. I now live abundantly. All I needed was the power of sin and the blood on Calvary. But too much power can sometimes turn to shame. Too much desire sometimes make you feel the same. But forgiveness is how you win the game. I beg the truth, now I know the truth. And that is when you came and said I was beautiful, loved and
you just plant the seed.
A constant battle to stay ahead of the game. Is anybody famous? When everybody wants fame. Always trying to break you down, thinking that it'll raise them up.
I just wanna be happy. Come take this bitter cup from me.
If I were to ever write down my life story, I could truly say, with all the fame and glory, I was just a piece of clay in need of the potter's hand. Cause when you whispered in my ear the words I somehow understand, oh,
beautiful, loved and blessed, I'm better than the day before, cause you made me confess that I am. Just plant the seed.
Oh. Everything you made, you said.
That's good.
Before the fall of man, you said.
That's good.
Every time I walk in faith,
that's good.
You let me see another day.
Oh.
Before the earth was made, you said.
Tamar.
I will lead the way and you'll
go far.
Knowledge and understanding, understanding is good. And when I wake up in the morning, all I hear in my hood is people saying that they're
beautiful.
Rescue me from the darkness, and now I just must confess.
I am beautiful, loved, blessed.
When you're free, when you're free indeed. All you gotta do is just plant the seed.
The end of a very long week is at hand. You've made it through. Whew, it's time for a drink. Pour a cold one, pet the cat, take your shoes off, and just like that, I'm right here with you in a blink, spinning the tunes you want to hear and talking to people you want to know. I'm there, KZSM.org, 8 to 10 Central Standard Time. On Fridays, you're listening to Friday Night with Care.
This is David, the handsomest boy on radio. Listen every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. till midnight for jazz, fusion, bebop, samba, bossa nova, cool jazz, Latin, and maybe even some reggae and some Afrobeat. That's Tuesday night at 10 p.m. till midnight on KZSM.org, San Marcos, Texas.
What's up, everybody? This is J-Rod with a Back to the Movies programming announcement. Starting June 27th, we will be moving to 7 to 9 p.m. Still on Wednesdays, just in a new, later time slot. Rivers makes his return to the show just in time for the release of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Do we think the movie's any good, or should the franchise go extinct? Tune in June 27th, 7 to 9 p.m. on KZSM.org.
Hey, there it is. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad that you stayed with us here for Soul Sanctuary. We're on the other side of our last break during the show, just about over. So let's talk about what's coming up this week. If you want to come get a reading tomorrow night, I will be at the Witch's Market, which is at the Buzzmill here in San Marcos, from 5 to 10. There also is jewelry and all kinds of apothecary stuff. It's a really cool event, so you can get a reading there. I'm going to pop over to the Farmer's Market right now, so I'll hang out at the tent for KZSM. If you're thinking about having a show or coming to volunteer, come see us at the tent and get one of our brand new shirts and one of our brand new schedules. Outside of that, I'll be down at the Mothering at the Market tent doing tarot readings today at the Farmer's Market. That's right in front of the square here in San Marcos downtown. So I appreciate you listening to the show, and hopefully you will have a fantastic week. Thanks for joining me for Soul Sanctuary.
A better life, 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 a better life.
Goodbye.
Tracy died soon after a long-fought civil war. Just after I wiped away his last tear. I guess he's better off than he was before. Whole lot better off than the fools he left here. I used to cry for Tracy 'cause he was my only friend. Those kind of cars don't pass you every day. I used to cry for Tracy, 'cause I wanted to see him again. But sometimes, sometimes life ain't always the way. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. All good things they say never last. Springtime was always my favorite time of year. A time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears. Always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, oh, afraid to die, unafraid of the death that left me hypnotized. No, staring at his picture, I realized no one could cry the way my Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes I wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. Often dream of heaven, and I know that Tracy's there. I know that he has found another friend. Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. But all good things they say never last. And love, it isn't love until it's past.